it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A city council hearing on the city's use of artificial intelligence left more questions than answers. This is before the council's technology committee. It's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
Parker administration officials told the committee they're still formulating guidelines on AI and so had few specifics about how it will be used. They supplied little or sometimes incorrect information about current AI use. Committee Chair Rue Landau had to correct Chief Innovation Officer Melissa Scott when she was asked about police use of AI.
We don't have any knowledge currently, so we would have to refer back to the police.
We already know that the city is using facial recognition software, ShotSpotter, and also drones.
Landau asked the mayor's chief counsel, Kristen Bray, if the city might participate in a drone program recently announced by the Trump administration.
And would the Parker administration also in any way collaborate with DHS and ICE?
We'll get back to you on that question, Councilmember.
Thank you.
Landau says the city's responses were not what she expected.
It was concerning to hear how unprepared the city seemed when AI is already moving very fast.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.